Happy Sunday everyone, selamat hari Minggu. Selamat datang di acara Listen to Kimia Pham, Artist of the Month Special to support indie artists all over the world. Dan di akhir Desember atau akhir tahun ini kita punya artis atau indie artist dari Australia special di kota Melbourne. Jadi siapa sih indie artist yang akan kita ajak live? Dan tentu saja nantinya I'm gonna speak English with Well, so I'm gonna inviting her right now at Listen to Kimi FM live Instagram. So for all of you, don't forget to check shortly and don't go anywhere because we're gonna talk about her music, her career, and all about the support each other about the indie person, right? So we have Samantha Sharp for this December. Hopefully, Samantha, we're gonna go with us very soon. And Samantha is indie artist coming from Melbourne, Australia. Jadi apa kabar buat teman-teman Listen to Kimia FM listeners yang di akhir tahun ini ya sudah menyiapkan apa saja? Sudah banyak yang tercapai cita-citanya pada tahun lalu di tahun ini? Kalau memang belum, ya sudah. Bikin resolusi baru ya di 2022 mendatang. Apa resolusi kamu nanti, kira-kira? Kalau memang belum ada, ya coba bikin lagi. Siapa tahu tahun ini bisa tercapai. Hai Samantha. Okay. I'm already inviting you. Right now. Okay. Okay, we're gonna live with this Hi. Girl.
Hello.
Hello Hi. There.
Hi.
Glad to see you, Australia, Melbourne. Good afternoon, by the way.
Yes. Good afternoon. It's 1 o'clock for you, right?
Yes, this is 1 p.m. at Jakarta. So, Samantha, how are you? I see your Instagram. You had a live performance last week, correct? Or last week?
Yeah. No, I've been really busy, actually. Got quite a few, but this is my week off.
Oh, okay. So, okay. First thing first, I want to say thank you to Samantha to being my artist of the month for this December. I feel so honored having you on my show, by the way.
Thank you for
having me. Yeah, my pleasure. And we have to know first, who is Samantha and why do you pick yourself as an indie artist and the future rock star from Australia, of course.
Yeah. I put that in my Instagram bio, didn't I? I'm an indie artist from Melbourne. Mm-hmm. I just love making music. I just think it's always been a dream to
Okay, excuse me. I think this is my air condition.
Oh.
At my room, okay. I just switched off, okay.
That's okay.
Okay.
I thought it was me.
Sorry.
I just always really wanted to make music and to share mm-hmm. it with people because music connects us, so it's really nice to, we've never met, but here we are, you know? This is wonderful.
Correct. I never met with my previous artist before, but we always connect each other because my program Listen to Kimia FM. Always support indie artists of part of the world, same like you, something like that. So, Samantha, tell us, what do you doing lately? I mean, this COVID is very crazy, right? So, what do you do as an indie musician so far?
What am I doing, sorry?
Yeah, do you doing what lately?
What do I do? We've just been able to play live again around Melbourne. We've just had our lockdown mm-hmm. lifted. So mm-hmm. getting out there and actually enjoying our city is the main thing that I'm trying to do at the moment. So getting out there, playing when I can, but if I can't, I'm enjoying seeing other people play.
Okay, cool. So I want to know what the first song you met as an indie musician, and what the your song about. I mean, oh, by the way, congratulations for your new song, The Thrill of Success. Very nice and very easy listening. Maybe we have to know what the meaning of the story behind The Thrill of the Chess.
Sure. I was getting really frustrated with waiting around, especially we had all these lockdowns and we had a lot of, there's been a lot of setbacks in the last year or two. I'm sure you feel that and understand that. So I wanted to get out there and I wanted to push through and do more and be more. So there's me just charging full steam ahead, straight into it, wondering why everyone is, why no one can keep up with me, basically.
Okay, so everyone, welcome to my podcast, Listen to Kimi FM. I'm Kimi from Jakarta, Indonesia. I always have a program support indie artists, and we call the program Artist of the Month. And for this December, we have Samantha from Melbourne, Australia. Feel honored having her on my show as an podcaster, indie podcaster, I mean. So Samantha, tell us, as an woman, female guitarist. I mean, it's not easy being a guitarist as a female. Can you tell us why do you like playing guitar? Why do you play guitar? Not, I mean, mostly as a female playing the piano, something like that.
I wanted a portable instrument, but I also thought that people who could play guitar were really, really cool. And I thought, well, I'm going to do that. I'm just going to do it. And I actually taught myself to play because I was sick of waiting for other people. I was like, I don't need a male guitarist to play for me while I sing. I'm just going to do it all myself and be a strong, independent woman. So female guitarist doing it all. Yep.
Yeah. I feel like, oh my god, I have Samantha Sharp as my artist, and she's a guitarist, female rock star, something like that. Do you see yourself as an the next female rock star at this work?
Look, I don't know if what I do is quite rock music at this point, but definitely up there. That's like a goal to be a rock star. Always thought it was so
great.
Cool. Yeah.
Okay. So who is influencing you so far? We want to know.
I'm influenced by a lot of female vocalists who have those really strong vocals. So like Pink and Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga.
The songwriting of artists like Taylor Swift, just the way that she does like wordplay. I've always been a big fan of language and of trying to weave as many stories into one sentence as you can. So really influenced by like prolific songwriting and just belting vocals. Yeah.
Okay, so you are the musician, the indie artist from Melbourne, Australia. You was a songwriter, correct? Being a songwriter too. So we have to know, when you are writing some lyric, what do you feel about the feeling loneliness, or maybe feeling happy, or feeling what we have to know about the who is inspiring you to making the lyric?
I think I'm inspired, honestly. This is gonna sound strange, but I'm inspired by myself as I write them. I think it's a really empowering thing to make something out of basically nothing, you know. It's come straight from here and from here, and that's it's come entirely from myself. So that really drives me to make something better and better each time and to just keep going with it.
Okay, good. So it's like randomly and pure from your heart, to making the music, the lyric. Okay, who is the behind of your music? I mean, you have a team or maybe just by yourself? mostly because I was see your behind of the trail of the case. You have something like the people support you at the studio. They are your producer or maybe who they are.
Yeah, that's my producer Ross. So I've worked with him on quite a few songs now. So I usually bring the songs into the studio finished, and he just helps me to bring them to life. So he plays bass for me as well, and drums, because I can't play drums. So that's my little team is just basically me, and whenever I can pin him down, that's Ross at my side.
Okay, so the Thrill of the Chase has been published or has been released at last October, correct?
Yeah, just at the end of this past October. Yeah, so it's been out about a month.
Okay, so what's your plan about the next song or for the next album? Because I was check on your Spotify, just the Thrill of Chase of your music. Do you have any song or maybe do you have any music at platform digital or not published by you? Only you making the music by yourself?
So I put out an EP before The Thrill of the Chase with five tracks on it. And it is, again, it was just me bringing it into the studio. But I actually have two more songs that I've recorded that are sort of waiting in the wings to come out. Hopefully in the new year. I don't want to put anything out too close to Christmas because it's not Christmassy. But it's funny you said about the guitar thing because I actually play piano on the next one.
Oh, do you play piano too?
Yeah, I do.
Wow, great. So you're very talented as a female person. I mean, to be a musician is not easy, yeah? Being a guitarist and also pianist. Okay, Samantha. Yeah. It's very excited to having you on my show. I mean, it's like, you know, we are a woman, support woman each other, empowering woman being a indie person, because I'm an indie podcaster and you are indie artist. So what the very difficult time to you as an indie musician, indie artist at this moment? I mean, I never had a musician from Australia before because I don't know, I just learning the musician from UK, US, something like that.
Wow, I'm honored to be the first Australian. That's really cool. It's really, really cool. Look, at the moment, things are going pretty well in Australia. We have the same struggles as most other places. So getting back into, normal life again is really what we're about at the moment. Yeah. Not any big struggle at the moment. Yeah, which is good. What we want.
Okay, cool. So what... your next plan as an indie musician from Australia to be going global, because you know at digital era we can connect it with people around the world, something like that. So what do you do for the next step?
I'm gonna put out the next song, which I think it has a lot of global appeal, much more relatable. So that's my next thing to do, but sharing and spread the word. You know, if you're on here and you're watching this and you want to hear what I do, you know, listen, please, and share it. And that's how we do it. You know, just like listening to Kimi. You know, we're gonna spread the word about this too. So it's all sharing and caring.
Sure. Sure. Anyway, Samantha, you are the last indie artist of the month for this session. I mean, this is the last of the year, yeah, at the end of the year, being artist of the month. So you are the second woman of Listen to Kimi FM to be indie artist of the month. My previous woman artist indie from Germany, She is the Arzu, yeah, and you are the last. I mean, it's like I save you, save the best for last, something like that.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, and thanks to you too. So now, to everyone watching us, welcome once again to our live Instagram. Samantha is in the artist female. In the artist from Melbourne, Australia, and I'm Nakimi from Jakarta, Indonesia. I had a program support in the artist offered the world, and I feel honored from Australia, Melbourne, we have Samantha. Samantha, maybe now we have to listening your music live here with your performance and prove it to our viewers you are the rock star with the guitar you play right now. Wow.
Here's what I prepared earlier, you know. Mm-hmm. I got this. I just had this nearby. It's fine. I thought I'd
okay.
play my new song, the Thrill of the Chase, on acoustic, see how that sounds, because it's usually on electric.
Great acoustic version only on Listen to Kimmy FM live Instagram with Samantha Sharp. Here we go.
Okay.
Not even running, but you can't keep up. Tickets not sex like they're all that you got. Why are we working so hard if you're not? Promised the world and given up. I could have done what you had done. It's time to move up to reach you, yeah. It's the thrill of the chase. Why do I have to rain? Not small when it be down the way. It's not me, it's you. And there's no time to waste. Where's the thrill? Where's the thrill? Where's the thrill of the chase? I'm moving back with no pushing back. And the world in your hands, but it's slipping away. I guess you didn't know what you had. Where's the thrill of the chase? Why do I have to wait? Snow and be down the way. It's not me, it's you. And there's no time to waste. Where's the thrill? Where's the thrill? Where's the thrill of the chase? I can do this on my own. You gave a role I should have had known. I can make it all about you.
Amazing. Everyone, can you applaud for Samantha? From your home, of course. Yay! You know, as a woman, as a female, I feel so glad having you as a female in the artist playing the guitar. It's not easy playing the guitar, you know? I mean, I was like learning playing guitar, but it's not good for me. I mean, it's not really cool to be a guitarist for me. Yeah. So, yeah. I want to know, when do you start to be a guitarist? I mean, when you was a kid, or maybe, I don't know, when you was born to be a guitarist, something like
No, I've only been playing guitar a few years, actually. I used to, get someone
to
play for me, yeah. And I decided, I needed a goal. I was going through some stuff, and I needed something to work on for myself and for my brain. A project. And I was sick of, you know, paying someone else to do it. So I taught myself so that I could play for myself, and now, you know, I'm taking my guitar with me everywhere and playing everywhere I go. So that's amazing. It's so good for your brain. But I think I started playing 3 or 4 years ago.
Wow, it's amazing. I mean, it's not easy, yeah, being a guitarist. It's like, you know, awesome being a guitarist. Especially a woman or a female, because mostly, like I've told you, as a woman playing the pianist, being a pianist or playing a piano more comfortably, something like that. So,
I love it though.
Yes. Yeah. I can see that. And so that was your first guitar for so far, or do you have any guitar at your room?
No, this is my main. This is my workhorse. I learnt on like a cheap one, and it was just not serving me anymore. So this is the Cole Clark. It's actually made in Melbourne, Australia. Excuse me.
Cool.
So yeah, this is my beautiful locally made guitar, and this is my baby. It's my only guitar at the moment.
Yeah, you know, I was know about the brand of the guitar, like Fender, something like that. So I know the musician, the woman musician guitarist, like Michelle Branch. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So when I first listen to your music, I mean, sorry, I feel like similar with her, the voice, the music. Do you feel like that, or someone up there say like that?
Oh, she's fantastic. That's amazing. Thank you. I wish that there were, you know, more artists that I actually sound like, because whenever someone asks me what I play, I'm always just like, well, I made it up. I made it myself, so I don't know who it sounds like, except it sounds like me. But I need to add some of her songs to my cover repertoire. That'd be fun.
Yeah, of course. I think I feel you gonna be the next rock star, hopefully. So keep going with your music and also your lyrics, something like make your fans and also your listeners to be happy. And also I wish, yeah, because I'm from Indonesia, from Jakarta, your fans is you know, globally from Indonesia to coming to your music and your Spotify, something like that.
Oh, thank you. I'm so honored to be here on your podcast, on your show. It's so lovely. So thank you.
My pleasure. So Samantha, tell us about your the Trail of Jazz. I think you have know the video clip or already have the video clip of that song.
I have a lyric video, but I don't have a video clip for it. Just a lyric video at the moment. But just a bit tight for a music video at the moment.
Okay, it's okay. But maybe someday, or you had a plan for making the real video for the Thrill of the Chest.
I would love to. I ended up, for the next song I'm releasing, I've got a performance video of it, of me playing the piano and singing that. So hopefully I'll be able to put that out and see what the reaction is like. Whether people want more of that or something different. But yeah, plans are everywhere at the moment. Who knows? Who knows?
I mean, hopefully your dream will be come true, and you're gonna be the next rockstar or the next female artist from Melbourne to the world. And never ever forget me, yeah, if you're globally artist like Taylor Swift someday.
Oh my gosh. Oh no, you're coming with me, right? You can come party.
Okay. Okay. So how do you see yourself as an artist, Amanda?
Always learning. Always growing. Mm. Learning mm-hmm. as much as possible. And yeah. Mm-hmm. I try and write things that are empowering. I want to connect people and bring them together. So I see myself as a bit of a catalyst, I guess, for connection mm-hmm. and change. So that's how I want to be. I want to inspire and connect and make the world better.
Mm. Great. Make the world better from the woman or the female like you. It's very important because as a woman, as a female, we have to empower each other, right?
Absolutely. And we need to support each other as well. So I want to foster a community like that where we can all support mm-hmm. each other. It's not a competition. There's room for all of us to do what we love.
Correct. Okay. So I want to know about your activity. Not to be a musician, what do you do? Are you working or maybe are you still at college or just focus to your music?
Focus on my music mostly. But when I'm not writing music or performing music, I actually play a lot of video games.
Play the video game. So it's your hobbies, one of your hobbies during yeah. this pandemic. Just stay home.
I'm a homebody. I stay home and I play video games and I hang out with my dog. And then every other moment though is on music.
Yeah, okay. I feel good, yeah, because being a musician is not easy. We have to, you know, learning and practice every time to make another music or another song to our listeners, something like that. Okay, Samantha, tell us, what kind of career do you want to have in the future? Do you want to stick at music or maybe you have a plan for your career?
I'm gonna stay with music. I'm not gonna go anywhere outside of music, I don't think, in the near future, but mm-hmm. I'd love my music to be worldwide and global this is amazing, but to reach as many mm-hmm. people as possible with, you know, a positive message. And you know, I'd love to, mm-hmm. to tour around the world and play different places and meet different people and just try and spread that connection and joy. And you know, I grew up watching artists and thinking, you know, isn't it great to be a part of something where the person beside you at a concert, you know, you don't know them but they sing the words too, so you feel like you belong. Mm-hmm. And I just want to bring that feeling to as many people as possible, so however long that takes and however mm-hmm. whichever road it sort of takes me down, that's where I want to be.
Cool. Hopefully Samantha Sharp is gonna be the next musician, very talented and also inspiring to people, especially to women over the world.
That's what
okay. Okay, so I want to know about the Melbourne, how the current situation. I heard about the COVID-19, there was difficult and all people stay around at home and still lockdown there.
Yeah, so we're out of the lockdown at the moment in Melbourne. Mm-hmm. We're trying to get to a COVID normal, so we're not in our homes, but we do have really high vaccination rates, so that allows us to go mm-hmm. out and actually do things, which is great. Our case numbers are staying the same, which is a bit annoying. But But look, you know, Melbournians are really, really resilient people, and I'm really proud of my city, where we all, mm-hmm. most of us, the majority, are doing the right thing, and we're gonna get there. That's all we can do, mm-hmm. really, is you know, wait it out, do the best we can.
Yeah. Yes, and like at my country, Indonesia, especially Jakarta, we have like a lockdown, and yeah, it's stuck. You know, this COVID make us unhappy, and we don't know what to do. So I'm doing this podcast for make my mental health going well.
That's good.
Yeah.
So we gotta do something productive.
Of course, exactly. So tell us about the Australia Melbourne. What's the most favorite of your town? Yeah, tell us, because at Jakarta we have traffic jam. We had traffic jam, but I love to stay at Jakarta. So I want to know, tell us about your town, and also I don't know, the food or maybe the culture, something like that. Are you Australian, or maybe you just living in Australia?
No, I'm Australian. I was born not far from where I am right now, actually, which is wonderful. Mm-hmm. I've lived in the same place my whole life, so mm-hmm. we also have traffic jams, and but you know, everyone comes here, I think, for acceptance. You know, I live in a multicultural community. Some of my neighbors don't speak any English, but we all just, you know, we get along, and we do our best, and we share in all the cultures and all the foods of all the places. So no, it's a really, I love my city. I think it's beautiful. And I love how there are so many different stories going on that you just don't even know.
Yeah, I always heard Melbourne, Australia have beautiful city, the beautiful people, like Indonesia. My friend was college at one of University of Melbourne, and she said, yeah, being living at Australia, so good, so nice, so maybe one day I'm visiting you.
Yeah, come visit. It's beautiful. It's really hot at the
moment. Hopefully. Really? Okay. Yeah. Okay. So Samantha, my podcast is for support each other in the artist, especially single fighter out there. Something like single fighter, single mom, single dad, single woman, single man, married, unmarried, you know. So I always asking to my indie artist to support our listeners, our viewers, how to be single fighter, to be success, happy, and also keep moving forward with the past, something like that.
Yeah. Advice? I guess.
Whatever. Just support us.
You gotta keep your mind open. You gotta keep your heart open. You gotta keep your eyes open, because there is opportunity all around you. It's everywhere. We don't always see it, but we often make our own opportunities. So as long as you're looking for it, you'll find it. Mm-hmm. It's really important to just do what you love, no matter what it is. You know, if you are having a hard day and you want to play video games, do it. But if you find that, you know, your joy is in music or podcasting or accounting, whatever it is, you've got to do it. Life is too short to let, you know, to settle or to deny yourself doing things that you enjoy.
Love it. Life is too short, and yeah, love your kind words. Thank you very much, Samantha. But are you single factor too, by the way? We have to know. Or are you already have someone or husband, or I don't know.
Single. Single.
Married. Yay! So, married to your music. Yeah, I heard about the guitarist when they play guitar, something like their guitar is their couple, you know? If you have a man or, I don't know, yeah, if woman, but if a man with guitar, yeah, something like, yeah, their guitar is their woman, their wife, something like that, correct?
Yeah, oh, it's like a committed relationship, you know? You gotta stay focused and practiced and look after it, and yeah, I don't know, I don't have time for anything else.
Yeah. Sometimes we don't have time to make relationship with, you know, shit people out there, just focus to ourselves, correct?
I have big goals and plans and ideas, so I'm gonna just focus on me for a bit, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yes, just focus and yeah, make your goal to be controlled, right?
Yeah, exactly. No distractions.
Okay. No distraction, exactly. Okay. Well, everyone, once again, thank you very much. And thank you for joining with my show, Listen to Kimi FM from Jakarta, Indonesia. We have a live Instagram. Our different journey is almost 5 hours, correct? So it's afternoon time at Melbourne. And I feel so glad having Samantha here. And last thing first, I want to know, how do you know about my country, my town, Indonesia? Do you know more about Indonesia, or have you ever heard or maybe visit my country?
I have not visited your country, but I have definitely heard of your country and the mm-hmm. city where you live. I actually haven't ever left mm-hmm. my country, so not coming to yours is not definitely not a snub at all. I haven't been anywhere. But I have heard really good things about where you live, and I would love to come visit, honestly. It sounds like a beautiful place. So one day I'm coming to visit you.
Sure. We have to make a plan to make your performance at Indonesia, right?
Yeah.
All we need is sponsor, correct? Sponsor for support the show. Listen to Kimi FM in the artist. Live performance, something like that.
Yeah, we'll get a sponsor and we'll put it all together.
Yeah. So how about the, yeah, we're looking the sponsor, and very soon it's making the show and make it happen to us. Yeah, it's not easy, but maybe.
No, we make our own opportunities.
Happening to us.
Exactly. We can do it.
Exactly. We can do it, of course. Okay. Samantha, once again, glad to having conversation and having you on my show once again. And before closing, I want you to say the Indonesian language. And I want you to say, because this afternoon time, you could say selamat siang. Yeah, selamat siang is good afternoon. Can you do that?
Hang on, I think you wrote this down somewhere.
Selamat siang. Can you do that?
Selamat siang.
Good. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Good. Selamat okay, siang. And then selamat siang is good afternoon. Yeah, and then thank you. It's terima kasih.
Oh my gosh. Say that again for me.
Okay. Once again. It's okay. Terima kasih.
Terima kasih. No?
Okay.
I need to look.
It's good. It's okay.
I'm better at reading than listening. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Terima kasih. Terima kasih.
Terima kasih.
Cool. That's good.
Yay.
Yay. Thank you. Yeah, I just want you to say like that, and hopefully you, once again, you could visit us, Indonesia. So what do you like about about, I don't know, the nature, the food, or what's your favorite, by the way?
Probably the nature. I really enjoy like getting outdoors. In short bursts, I am a bit of a homebody, but just breathing fresh air and getting out there and being at one with it. Even like the smallest things as well, because I have this is something people don't know probably, but I actually have stick insect babies, and they're really tiny.
Okay.
And it's they're all tiny little miracles. So it's beautiful to see the way that, you know, the ecosystems work and nature and in different places, you know, to see how perhaps the nature that you have is different than mine. So be awesome.
Very good. If you really like nature, you really have to visit my country. You know, we have Bali Island, Aceh Island, Java Island, lot of things to do at my country. You have to visit us in Indonesia very soon.
That all sounds wonderful. I would love to.
Yeah. Yeah, because Australia in Indonesia is not too far, right? We have just 4 hours different zone, so it's too close, I guess, Australia, yeah. Indonesia.
We're like neighbors.
We're like a neighbor. I'm your neighbor right now. Hi, Samantha. I'm your neighbor right now. Okay.
I probably don't.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, once again, Samantha, I'm really glad to have you on my show. In almost 1 hour, we are doing conversation. Yeah, it's like amazing having a good conversation this Sunday with you. So I wanna know about your plan, next plan at 2022 for your music, for your life, and what can I do to support you, of course, for the next future as an indie musician or indie artist.
Great, so 2022, I'm releasing more songs, including the one that I'm playing on piano, and I'm putting them out there as much as I can, Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, Amazon, Deezer, Pandora, Bandcamp as well, where you can actually purchase things as well. That's the main goal, is just to get it out there as much as possible. I'm hoping in 2022 to start playing some bigger shows again. So hopefully I'll be able to turn that into a bit of a tour and maybe I can come see you. But
I mean, yeah, we'll see. Yeah. So it's gonna be awesome. You can visit us with your tour at Indonesia. I mean,
that would be amazing.
Okay, so what do you want to say to our viewers and our listeners before we're closing, Samantha?
Oh, I want to say thank you, first of all. This has been absolutely wonderful. Thank you to anyone who is listening and supporting, not just myself, but also the show and the program that Kimmy's putting on. This is fantastic. And it's wonderful that people get an opportunity to not just be an artist who is supported, but to support each other. So I just want to say thank you to everyone, and if you did like what I played before, you know, it is on Spotify and I'm on Instagram. You can find me at the link that I'm probably on right now, and it's been beautiful to be here, so thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much, Samantha Sarfis, to be my artist of the month. Once again, I feel so honored, I feel so glad having you as an indie artist for the best last time, this moment at Listen to Kimmy FM. Okay, once again, thank you very much and good luck for the next future career, Samantha. Thank you everyone for watching us. See you around, Samantha. Happy Sunday.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.